this is Flathead.
John Stamos still looks pretty good.
You can still fuck him?
Hell yeah.
He'd take a spoonful of Greek yogurt and put it right on.
I was about to say, he's Greek, so you know he likes it up the ass. No, I'm serious. If they just got rid of him, like, right from the get-go, they wouldn't have got rid of him.
Like sex offenders, they have to come to your door.
Letting you know I'm in the neighborhood. I'm not going to be raising rent either.
Every girl Marshall meets is like, can I see your hands?
All right, I just want to see how we look next to... Never mind, we'll get on with that.
Scary.
Or just being like Marsh. Yo, Marsh.
No.
Marshy.
Marshy.
Marsh isn't like an established shortened form of Marshall.
No, and it's the complete opposite.
It's
when someone wants...
It's like, oh, fine. It's being like, yo, Steve Hawking.
Just
shorter.
More established form.
It's a Jewish-ass name.
No, Jacob is like for kids. Jake is like what a dude... If I was...
An adult, more adult.
Jacob sounds more adult, yeah.
No, Jake
Jacob sounds
adult.
Like a little boy.
It's a Jewish man. Jacob.
So, not an adult.
Technically, no. By the way, Happy New Year. We're recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's Rosh Hashanah?
Happy New Year, everyone. It's 5779, yeah. I think so.
All you Christ killers out there.
Cinepocalypse Now, shall we talk about movies? With your host, Scott Lizard Abrams.
Oh, I forgot my fucking phone.
It's fine.
Yep.
I'll do it again when you get back.
My notes. I wrote it hard.
Whoa, yeah, he's so stupid.
I can't believe what I have in public.
Yeah, he bought that and he left it on the kitchen table.
Do
I was like, what the fuck?
Like not to like know him when he wears that hat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would.
Got it, but I'm not pretending ever since
I saw it.
I'm
going to, yeah.
Is it on the table somewhere?
Dude, we're at the bar.
I don't know, man.
At the bar together. Where'd you put it? I'd be like, I don't know this guy.
It's a little... A little edgy.
It's like ass gonna get bothered, honestly. It's like...
What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
Gabe,
would
you wear that hat to the bar?
Yeah.
You would?
Why wouldn't
I? Let's go out to the bar and record people's reactions.
Yeah. We should do that.
Yo,
what is going on? Did he drop his phone or something?
Gabe on the street. I don't know.
Yo, live stream.
I guess pause. Gabe streaming?
Okay.
Yeah, he just gets body slammed.
Yeah, by some fucking huge black guy. He's like, yo, you like Trump, motherfucker? Even better.
Antifa.
No, they wouldn't be able to beat Gabe up, sadly.
Yeah.
It's definitely my jacket.
Okay, good one.
Anthony Licurdo beats him up.
Yeah, Anthony just kicks his ass.
No, you blindsided
him. You heard him? You saw my ad?
Yeah, why would I be afraid of anybody that would, like, get
offended by this
hat? I
don't know, maybe
a big
Mexican guy?
A big black dude?
A big...
Hey, S.A., you want me go back home?
How many
you
big...
You think I'm a rapist, S.A.?
How many big Mexicans do you run into in Massachusetts?
Not a ton, I'll give you that.
But they're all rapists.
What about a big black dude?
Come on, they don't care enough about politics.
I told you I saw a black guy wearing a Trump hat.
Was he...
Black people don't vote.
They do, usually, every 4 years. Not in the midterms.
Not in the midterms.
Yeah, if Obama's running.
Yeah, Obama president. Nah.
Yo, I can cross the street whenever I want to.
Anyway, do you wanted to tell a story about you're getting the hat?
About the hat?
About the hat, sure. He, just in case you didn't surmise yet, he's wearing a camouflage Trump 2020 hat.
Right.
That I won for 800 tickets at Fun Spot.
Nice. They have that there?
Up in Trump country.
Dude. Really? That's
New
interesting.
Hampshire, though.
I believe that people like Trump, but...
New Hampshire is like split down the middle.
Yeah, it's actually like, it is really pretty purple, as they say, which is why it's a
exactly.
Swing state.
Well, thing about Massachusetts is one of the most liberal states.
Literally, we are number one. I think considered
we're
like,
top,
in terms of per capita,
top
like,
five.
Over California?
Least.
That's
what
well,
I'm
here's
saying,
the thing:
is
a lot
five.
Of places in California where they just aren't. It's like basically fucking Texas, Northern California,
yeah,
and shit.
Like
that's all my redneck cousins.
Yeah,
up in Placerville,
and there's
shit.
A lot of people up there too. That's the thing.
Dude.
It's in terms of like
California's a huge state.
Yeah, population wise,
huge.
Like
well,
huge.
And land wise too.
Well, yeah, of course, it's like the second biggest state.
No,
I think besides.
So I had
true,
I had a little vacation weekend up in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
We got to do that one next summer.
That my girlfriend set up and everything
you guys
was
typical massholes.
Everything was a surprise. I didn't set up anything.
What were you thinking?
Well, no, I had a good time.
Yeah.
And one of the things was the third day we Airbnb'd at like some Asian people's house. I don't know.
Their house?
Well, they weren't there. They were home at the time.
Hey, be quiet. Yeah. I'm trying to sleep.
So we were in the basement.
They're just like beating dogs to death. It make flavor better.
That was funny. One of the things that threw me off is they had like a welcome sign and it had like a golden retriever on it. And later I asked,
they're showing you what's on the menu.
I was like, what color are the people that own this house? And Cherry told me they're Asian. I should have known from the unkept lawn.
What kind of
everything looked
what
pretty
kind
nice.
Of Asian? Chinese, Japanese,
she didn't specify.
Korean.
Well, they weren't
but
there.
But the lawn was very unkept. And from,
well, you can tell by the name.
From my knowledge of Gran Torino,
yeah.
I know that they don't keep a good outside of the house.
It's the documentary film Gran Torino.
I was surprised by she invited some of my buddies up there, one of which is my friend Steven is a libtard.
Is he? I didn't know that.
So after we got to Fun
is
Spot,
really?
Yep,
I didn't even know that. That sounds gay.
He's actually into politics too. Like
wait,
he won't joke about him. And
yeah,
when I found
guy.
Out that you could get a Trump hat, I decided that we must all win Trump hats. So like the next time we saw him
so
in Fun Spot,
by it?
We all showed up with one, and I was like, "Hey, let's take a picture so we can like." And he was like, no, wouldn't take a picture at all.
I like Steve, all right. So that's disappointing.
Do you
like
how Gabe is subconsciously doing the okay sign?
Yeah. By the way, this week added to the ADL hate list.
Really?
The other thing?
He won't even joke about politics. It's horrible.
Oh, and you're not talking about the other thing that's added to the ADL. Bowl cuts.
Oh yeah, that it is.
What?
Bowl cuts were just added to the ADL hate symbol list.
If you're a white guy and you have a bowl cut,
you gotta be a fucking.
You're a racist.
I mean,
an end knocker.
I'm not joking. Like it's literally added to it.
Let me just tell you about the end of the night because that's how it started. Obviously, we were drinking a couple of pops. We had some alcoholic beverages. When
you're eating old men's cum, drinking a couple of pops.
You never heard that called for beers?
Of course I fucking have. I was making a joke.
Silly pops.
My friend was cut off at the bar at Fun Spot. So
really? I've been there a lot. I've never been cut off once. Was he shit-faced?
He might have just been...
Pissed him off.
They might have been just rude to him, and he was like, fuck this place.
Yeah.
So we ended up going
like,
to a bar that's...
Asshole, you don't have your fucking high score in any top 10 here. Get the fuck out of here.
Let me see your Galaga badge there, buddy. You know what I mean?
Let me see your Twin Galaxies pass.
So we ended up going to a bar down the street. We tried
there's
to
a lot
get...
up there.
Yeah, that's why I'm not being specific, because I was a little bit unprofessional. Marshall's not the only one on this show.
What'd you do?
We ended up going to a bar down the street. They had like 50 cent wings and we kept getting beer.
Oh, hell yeah.
There might have been some shots involved. After I got the bill.
Whoa, what a cool guy.
After I got the bill and my jalapeno poppers never arrived.
Yeah, you were like,
I decided,
the table.
Fuck this place.
Oh my, that is the most unprofessional thing I've heard on this
and
show.
And I was like, let's dine and dash, dude.
What? Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
Well,
that's kind of shitty, honestly.
Know, especially from a mom and pop place. This isn't. Like
It wasn't a mom and pop place.
Sure?
It was
unless
a,
you bought.
It was
dining.
A bigger establishment. I'm not going to be
just,
specific.
Just tell us what it is in.
Yeah, local New Hampshire, that area.
What was it?
It's it's on the main drag.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a smaller bar.
Listen, I've been to that place.
It's a shitty biker bar.
I was gonna say you're lucky you escaped without getting held up by the shotgun.
Well, they had bad service, and Charity wanted to watch the Mississippi State game because she's gay for that shit.
Where's she from?
She's from up here, but she went to school in Mississippi.
Okay, okay.
And she kept asking like the waitress to put it on, and she was like too stupid to work the remote, so she was like, I don't know. So we asked.
Really?
Was she old?
She was an old.
She was 35.
She was a broken down biker.
She was 16.
Hell yeah, dude.
She looks really rough for
really
her.
Yeah.
Leather bag.
We got the bartender to turn it on finally. They put it on the TV that was like opposite us, so we had to like get up and like stand in the middle of the dance floor where they had some terrible cover band playing.
Mississippi State or Ole Miss?
Mississippi State.
Okay.
Ole Miss got fucking raped too this weekend.
Yeah.
But after that, all that debacle and my lack of jalapeno poppers, we decided to dine and dash.
That's fucked.
Everybody left except for me. And then when I was walking out, like, I see the waitress making a beeline towards me. And I was like, I pointed at their seat and I was like, oh, could you just take off the jalapeno poppers? Because I never got them. And she's like, yeah, I'll fix that for you. And then I just fucking ran in the parking lot.
Scumbag. Wow,
you're a fucking asshole. Dude,
you're too old to be doing that shit. Yeah. And too white.
Too white. I was just going to say.
Jerry pointed out
Spencer
afterwards.
Spencer is fucking pissed by
because,
that.
Because it was like 50 cent wings and then like a couple of beers. She was like, the fucking tab was like nothing. It was like a $25-$30 tab.
Still.
Like, ooh. Listen,
this community is going to be like, no more fucking Portuguese in our establishment.
They got a picture of Gabe out front.
Yeah, they got a picture.
Do not serve.
It's literally just one of those Groucho Marx glasses. Yeah, dude. Fucking picture.
Just the nose. Yeah.
It's a picture of a happy merchant.
I'm going to get bagged like once a year. I go there. Once a time a year I go there, I'm going to get bagged the next time I go.
I think I am going up there next July. We'll have to do an episode up there.
I can't go. I'll get caught.
So you got two wanted stars there.
Yeah. Two wanted stars. Permanent wanted stars.
I'm the dine and dash of the fucking 50 cent wingers there.
Yeah. So on the same, I know you strayed a little bit, but you were talking about a friend who was upset about politics.
A bit.
That segues nicely into me and my mother aren't talking yet again.
Yeah. Shocked.
When did you start talking again?
It happens. That's I took her out shocking. To dinner last week and picked up the tab, just saying. And
a good son wouldn't need to say that. Come on.
Hold on. When you say you take someone out to dinner, it's implied that you pick up the tab.
Yeah. My dad taught me that.
True.
Dude, when you take a girl out, you don't fucking go Dutch.
Well, maybe you give a prearranged.
Dude, that's how you knock it.
Some bitches don't want to get
I think what Marshall's saying is if you say,
yeah, I get what you're
saying. I'm
going
to take you out.
We're being pedantic. Don't you guys think you're being a little pedantic?
That's a verbal contract.
No, absolutely not.
Also, I can't stop doing the fucking okay. That's a verbal contract, okay?
Okay, fine. Anyway, I didn't bring that up just for that.
Young men listening right now, if you invite any girl...
Young children.
Yes. If you know.
Young man.
Young
young man.
If you invite her out and you bring up going Dutch, you're guaranteed not to get pussy.
It depends.
No. You're guaranteed not.
Depends on the self-esteem involved.
True.
Yeah.
Which if they're going out with you, it's probably pretty
good. Be like, motherfucker, you invited me out. Like, fuck you. Like.
Anyway, you're really fucking pushing a point that I am not trying to talk about. The other day, I playfully made a Facebook post. I very rarely do. And by the way, I just wanted to say, prior to starting the story, I told myself I wouldn't talk about my mom anymore on this show. I said to myself, it's stupid, it's mommy issue-ish, it's ridiculous, but she forces my fucking hand. I make a playful political post on Facebook. It's not very common I do this. All I wrote was, Liz Warren is basically the old lady version of Lisa Simpson.
Yes, that's how I liked it.
That's all I said. Playful,
very,
not
very
insulting.
Funny.
And
I also saw one of the GIFs that your mom replied with.
Yes.
She was like, yo, dog, that's trash. And it had like a GIF of some like
wig
rag.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
That's funny. You are fucking retarded.
Because she's old, dude. Like, do you not
But
get
she also
it?
Basically popped
she's
up in the
old.
Comments to be like, nah, 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 but Trump.
Drunk.
And it's like, all right, bitch, I'm allowed to have a fucking Facebook social media presence without mummy fucking weighing in. So I said, you know what?
Well, what are you going to do? Block your mom?
Well, we're getting
That's
there.
That's what I did.
Oh.
You blocked your mom?
I blocked my mom.
That's fucked.
And she
Ouch.
Had a fucking meltdown.
No shit.
I get a call from her that is just fucking, it's like, you're a fucking, I can't believe me and your father did such a bad job at raising, you're a bad person. What's it called?
Dude, I thought you learned your lesson from Facebook for
boomers,
the last time.
Boomers take Facebook
so
seriously.
That's she goes, why. I can't believe I raised a racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Semite like yourself.
Are you surprised by that?
I know, right? Being such an awful
Dude.
Cunt.
Did she ever listen?
Dyke Jew.
I can't believe this is from Facebook. Did she ever listen to the show?
Right.
I told
Come
her
on,
not to.
So,
first
well,
of all,
there's so much like cunt. Like, you know what I mean? Like she'd have to listen
to
like, multiple.
She's
episodes.
Too deep. She'd be too deep now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Deep dive.
But this is the thing. This is, I don't know how to use Instagram, Snapchat, or Twitter, or any of that shit, but I kind of want to, because it's like the only people that are still on Facebook,
boomers,
are people my mom's age. And it's like, oh man, everything that I post is like, you have your parents comment, their
it's
friends.
It's enough. It's like enough, like, dude. I'm allowed to fucking post something without having my mom have her fucking, like, got on her fucking political soapbox.
Yeah, exactly. I want to post some stupid, edgy, political
not
bullshit.
Not even edgy. It's not, saying she's Lisa Simpson is not fucking edgy.
No.
But you
it's
know
not even
I mean.
That offensive.
It's
I
not.
Know. I told my boss
she's
who literally
mildly
has
an annoying character.
Yeah.
That's all.
Dude, my boss has a fucking Elizabeth Warren t-shirt, and I told him the joke, and he's like, "Ha, that's pretty funny." Like, I'm not even kidding. He wasn't fucking buttered at all about it.
Wait, what year was he born?
Like pretty much the same time as my mom.
Boomer.
No. Gen X.
Well, I don't know what to say. I thought you would have learned your Facebook lesson.
Oh, but dude, so anyway, I get this fucking call, and she's just like, she also, what else did she say to me? That's so funny. I have all the text still, obviously.
Oh, it's kind of Bush to out your mom.
I know, but
like
she goes,
that.
I'm texting with your grandmother right now. I'm not even, she told on me to Nana.
Your Nana is horrified right now.
I don't even fucking care, dude. She goes, I'm texting
like,
with Nana.
Me. Scott, how can
dude,
you
she's
do
not
that?
Jewish. Actually, she is part Jewish. Fuck, she's mostly Jewish, I think.
Oy vey, how can you do that to me?
No, wait.
You're not gonna get any extra cookies, dude. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't care.
I don't know what you're doing.
She goes, shut up. Fuck.
You're jeopardizing all your treats.
Dude, she's gonna make a dreidel.
She doesn't buy me any of that shit. I'm texting with Nana right now, telling her how you blocked me and why. Because I said I hope the next president is a decent human being. So, by the way, this is the way she's framing it, too. It's like one of the things she said, she's going to make that, that's all she said.
There's no winning against arguing with boomers on the internet.
No.
I didn't argue. She fucking had to stick her Junos into my fucking dumb joke.
Every time I see someone arguing about something, I think about saying something, I'm like, will this really even change
what
they have
to
say?
Oh, I never do in other people's shit, ever. Even when I'm so annoyed at what they wrote.
I'll always poke the fire a little bit. And like, you know, like, they just be like, hey.
We know Marshall is a political firebrand of sorts.
What's the, why is everybody talking about Trump getting impeached? Why even bother when he's 4 years in?
Exactly. Well, it's just stop.
His term's almost done.
Just stop.
Did you actually, like, listen? Or
no, let's not, we're not going political. Okay. I will say this, though, is that I mentioned before that my mom has ruined relationships on Facebook. She's like, you're just like my fucking idiot brothers. By the way, she said that to me. And I go, are you happy you fucking ruined yet another friendship over you being upset about Trump? Or another relationship. Like, you lost both brothers of, like, you guys don't talk anymore, and now you're pushing away your fucking only child.
Why don't they talk?
My mom fucked with them on Facebook.
We've talked about this.
Both of them.
My bad.
You might not have been there.
No, they talked. I remember.
Yeah. It was about fucking anti-vaxxing.
Yes.
And the other one's like a fucking Republican, so she was not having that, obviously.
His mom's basically just that lady that screamed after Trump got elected.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
No!
You know what she fucking said to me? I go, you know what? You gotta like relax with this politics shit, because like, why don't you like read it? Here's a book recommendation. It was not political in any way. It was a nice fiction book. She goes, I just can't read anymore because of Trump. I swear to fucking God, dude, she's bonkers.
New headline, Trump makes people illiterate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I'm still reeling from it. I called my dad up about it, and he goes, yeah, that's kind of why I divorced her.
Oh,
that reason.
It's that kind of shit, though.
He knew how she would react.
It's like, they differed on Trump.
Yeah,
dude, she's in my
top. he was really polarized by his performance in Home Alone 2.
I thought he was pretty good. He was okay in Little Rascals.
Yeah, he was in Little
Rascals. He was.
Yes, he was. A lot of shit. He's in fucking Pizza Hut commercials.
Oh, yeah?
So driving here.
Yeah.
Some asshole in like a service truck, like he, you know, one of the things with the big back.
Yeah.
He was parked like, it was almost like double parked on Bay Road on the way coming
weird.
Here.
Why?
Do you know why?
And I was like, I commented to John, I was like, this fucking asshole. And then I read the back of the car and it said chief medical examiner. Someone fucking just died in the house down the
wait,
street.
Wait, really?
Do you know what happened?
No, I don't.
I'm about to tell you.
How would we? Oh, you actually know?
I know. Stoughton enthusiast.
Oh boy.
Oh god.
There was a murder.
No.
What? Yes.
SWAT team came in, everything.
Bay Who were Road, the principals?
Bay Road was closed from Plain Street up until, was it
Chamoun You don't gotta get specific about the fucking locations.
Oh, my bad. But it was closed from Schmain Street up to Chamoun Street.
Because I'm sure no one will figure that out.
Yeah, but honestly, like...
In Schmoten, Smash, and Fusion.
I know that.
I don't know the details, but someone was murdered. And the SWAT team had to be called in. Hostage negotiation had to be called
what?
In.
What?
The
I can't Bay wait Road, to read this.
Bay Road
our
was...
Our own little town.
Dude, Bay Road was closed for hours. I'm not even joking. Wow. That's why...
So someone was held hostage and then murdered in house on Bay
what
Road?
What I think it is I think it's a domestic thing. Maybe the guy killed his wife.
Oh,
and okay. then he was like, I'm going to kill myself, man.
Okay. Well, so that's what they'll bust out the fucking SWAT team for anything these days, though.
I mean, what else they doing?
Yeah. I know. They got all that fucking equipment on the cheap from the DOD. Seriously, that's why it happens. That's fucking crazy, dude.
I didn't realize that would come to that. Wow.
Wow, I had no idea.
It was a legit murder. And, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Putting
Stoughton on the map.
Hell yeah.
Oh, but one other thing about my mom just before I finish. I used the word libtard in conversation with her. She said, I can't believe you're using that word. I've ended friendships over that word.
Oh,
it is a dumb word.
It doesn't matter. I hate that so much.
All right, this is the thing, though. When it's overused, it's very cringy.
Yeah, well, especially when dumb fucking Fox News boomers
When it first came out,
the first time you heard it, it was a little funny.
It also made sense. It's like, oh, so liberal
retard.
Exactly.
I get it.
But you know what I mean?
I actually kind of prefer shit libs.
Shit libs.
At least it's new.
I don't know. Libtard has that certain je ne sais quoi that rolls off the tongue. Yeah,
dude. I have a bunch of shit, but do you got anything you want to get off your chest, Gabe?
We could talk about the recent vape situation.
Yeah, sure. What do you want to talk about that? It's stupid, by the way.
This is only a Massachusetts thing, so if you're outside of Mass, you probably won't
just
even
so you know,
about
I forgot about that. I thought it was just because it affected me. I fucking forgot. Not that it doesn't affect me. I'm not a fucking gay vapor.
So we've had what 6 deaths from
in the whole country
in the whole entire country.
Whoa. Let me specify.
To 400,000 deaths a year from obesity.
No, let me specify. These
smoking
deaths.
Is like 460,000 a year.
The point is unless there's two things that no one gives a shit about.
Unless you get into the specifics of the deaths.
Do you want to?
I will. Because the specifics of these deaths is the fucking media is literally lumping THC cartridges with regular nicotine vape. They're two different things. The kids that died bought Chinese bootleg THC cartridges.
So they didn't even buy the Soulja Boy one. They brought the one that doesn't have Soulja Boy's name on.
Unreal.
Pretty much. They're buying Chinese THC cartridges.
From Chinese Dollar Guy?
No, from Chinese Dollar Guy's Instagram account. No, it was Chinese Instagram accounts that were advertising.
Right,
hit me up for TKO cartridges. Hit me up for brass knuckle cartridges.
And you know they put, they're the ones behind fucking fentanyl.
Yeah, dude. So they put the cheapest ingredients out there.
Goddamn Chinese.
And these kids are smoking it, and obviously there's heavy metals in there. That's how they died. And then
they probably fucking did it all the time.
Yes. So this is another...
If you see any of those kids that vape, it's all day.
I know, it's so gay.
So there's one cartridge just to be like, how many packs of cigarettes? And they just sit there sucking
the
on it.
It's like fucking... It's like one, fucking one hookah.
Kind of. But like, supposedly the Juul, one cartridge is equal to a pack of cigarettes. But I'm talking about the big douchey vapes where you refill them.
So with the robot dicks?
So with... pretty much.
Yeah.
So with the reputable THC cartridges, it's like a gram of oil. And it takes you... Say you're a daily smoker. It takes you about a week to get through it, just you. With these nicotine vapes, their hopper alone is like 5 grams. And how often are they refilling?
Oh my god, it's constant.
Dude,
these people are fucking ripping it all day. I keep I work in Boston, as you know. Everybody's fucking going and I smell their fucking nasty fruity pebbles bullshit.
But real quick, think about it like this. So the THC cartridge, they're made out of different food grade MCT based oils.
Yeah.
The nicotine cartridges are straight up made out of vegetable glycerol oils, which is like vegetable.
Which also, they're also, I mean, just saying, there's also this other thing that they're predicting will happen called
popcorn lung.
Popcorn lung, where like you permanently get fucking liquid inside your lungs, and your lungs are like a fucking wet paper bag forever because you vape too much.
Yeah. But like I said, with the THC carts, you're smoking literally like 100 times less oil than e-nicotine vape juice. You know what I'm saying?
There's Marshall pushing his product. I know,
I was just going to say, nice infomercial, asshole.
I'm being serious, though.
So let's just get into the gay specifics. So this is only affecting mass. Yep. It's THC and nicotine, whatever the fuck.
It's THC cigarettes.
All legal shit, though.
All legal shit.
All vapes, dude. So THC, nicotine, CBD vapes. Everything.
Governor Baker has put a stop to this because of a medical emergency.
Governor Baker sucked a fat cock.
Yeah.
Philip Morris's cock.
So for 4 months, these things are illegal. And I hear that Rhode Island's going to do the same thing.
Chocker.
So what did I do? Well, I bought some Juul pods while I'm up in New Hampshire. So if you need that hookup,
yo, hit up Gabe on Instagram for the hookup. He's got mango.
No, I mean, obviously fucking Rhode Island's going to do it because, I mean, they're the mob. The mayor's office is the mob. Mm-hmm. And the governor's the mob. If any fucking lobbyist wants to give them money, they're going to take it.
All, like, you know, the health issues that are bullshit. The thing that really pisses me off is, like, as the owner of, like, a small business, what if I put my money, instead of doing the business that I do now, I did a vape business?
Well, that's
where you before?
Well,
that's the more important thing. Is the thing with
just nicotine vapes?
Oh.
Imagine if I put all my money into it,
and then it's like bye bye. It goes,
hey, try to survive off of nothing for 4 months while we say maybe after that. And it's like, what if that's me?
Yeah, you'd have to liquidate your company.
But hold on, I have employees and shit like that.
Well,
like,
how many of those vape shops are opened? A lot of those people are going to be without jobs now.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Just because they want to fucking jerk off a little bit.
Dude, these people are going to be without their life savings.
Who cares if it fucking kills people? So do cigarettes.
Yeah.
Everybody makes their own fucking decision with that. Let them keep making their own decision. Because you have to be 18 to buy that shit.
Yeah.
So, the fuck.
Dude,
but the children, Gabe.
The children can suck a fatty. If they want to suck on their vape juice, let them. Fucking let them all die.
Popcorn lung or not. I'm all for making a smoking age 21, and nobody under 21 can be in a vape shop or something. I'm all for
that. Yeah, because they're never going to get any of that.
There's no way they'll get it otherwise, because we never smoked weed.
As soon as this happened, all I thought was, welcome to the gun debate, where they can just take away anything you want because it's not safe for you.
It really is, because it's like, hey, like, these vapers, this is the first time.
I mean, they are really gay. We're all together on that, right?
Faggot shit. Like,
you gotta do the.
He's just being a country.
And then they're doing it.
Don on the.
Me?
No.
Don's a huge vapor, all right?
Yeah. He's got the robot dick.
Dude, he's blowing O's and shit. Doing tornadoes.
Yeah, you're like blowing a huge O and then diving headfirst through it.
Oh, that's
every day.
Every day. I remember when Swisher Sweets, Matt Swisher Sweets.
Okay.
But anyway, he got into it because like it was like a thing for a second. Remember that when vaping was a thing? And he was like, people like talk to me now.
What kind of cartridges and wattage do you have?
Yeah, look at my skills.
I can blow clouds with my mouth.
But remember how easy it was to get him to eat fish?
Yeah.
It was like, he just didn't want to say no to us.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
So speaking of that kid, I'm friends with him on Facebook, and
he's becoming a memer.
Dude, he's like a young boomer. So
he's a 30-year-old boomer.
Dude,
you've heard about the 30-year-old boomer.
Yes, dude. So there is this thing on Soden Enthusiasts where...
he's in every fucking reply.
Yes, dude.
So,
hold on. There's one where...
No, you shouldn't say... You gotta beep out the name of the group. They gotta beep out the name of the group in case somebody just adds themselves to it, because it's open enrollment.
Yeah, dude.
You could go see who we're talking about in no 1 second.
Invite all the trolls to Soden Enthusiasts.
That's funny.
We could be like Opie and Anthony with the fucking...
Let's get shut down.
Yeah, all Opie and Anthony with the fucking, what's it called? Jocktober, where they have all the fans go fucking post on the shitty radio show's fucking Facebook page and they close it down.
Let me tell the Soden Enthusiast story.
Yeah, sure.
Don't fucking say his name and you can
just
start again.
Just don't say his name! Just don't say
Matt Burton.
Matt Burton.
Matt Burton.
Matt Burton. There's a post.
Wait. Matt Flathead.
Yo, Matt Flathead.
I like that.
Matt Flathead.
So there's a post on our town's local Facebook of this couple, a gay couple, that had their window smashed in.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, it's probably from a lawnmower chipping a rock.
Don't
stop.
You're making more work for him.
We can't.
That's his nickname. It was his Facebook name for a long time.
All right, so fag.
Oh my god.
How fucking bad can you be at this?
All right.
Just say this guy.
This guy comments. It was probably a hate crime because they saw your gay pride flag and they shot it with a BB gun driving by, and he was like,
he did this, by the way.
Dude,
that's
really
the irony
did.
Is he did it just so I could be like, I got to write something on Facebook.
Dude, it's funny you say that because he goes, the way the window is broken, it looks like they were driving by and shot you with a BB gun.
And he might have been wearing a Green Day shirt while he did it.
Yeah.
It had shitty Tim Burton tattoos.
So someone's like, nah, I don't know. Like, did you see a BB or did you see a pellet on the ground? And like, He responds to that being like,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's pretty much being like, it was definitely a drive-by hate crime. It's a hate crime. You should go to the police. He goes, you should go to the police right now because it was definitely a hate crime. And now the people are getting hyped up like, oh my god, it was a hate crime.
Yes. Forensic specialist that works at a pharmacy.
Yes. He's the justice.
As a cashier.
He's the justice pilot of Stoughton, Massachusetts.
No, dude, he's Robin Williams in 1 hour photo. Yo, he is 1 hour photos.
I noticed you have your birthday.
Oh, so your dick.
Yeah. My favorite story about him is that is that time that Jared threatened tricked him. So there's this girl, what do we call her?
The girl who did a porn.
No, fuck yeah, Whitney.
Whitney. Can we do a Dr. Evan of her porn?
Yeah, sure.
All right, anyway.
Slug.
This cooze we went to school with.
Yeah, who did porn later.
He had a crush on her.
Jared Threaten, who you know from, if you're a faithful listener.
From Water
listener,
and Power.
From Water and Power. Yeah, that's the name of the band.
The story's going to make him sound way
the
cooler than he is.
That's true. This is the last funny thing he ever did.
It's the best thing he ever did.
Yeah. He tricked Matt Burton.
Flathead.
Matt Flathead.
Fuck, we're giving way too many fucking
clues. Who cares?
True. What's Matt Flathead going to do?
Just stop.
He's retarded. He's not
going
to literally. He's not going to figure it out.
This is hate crime.
Dude, he really did.
So they were like, hey, Matt, so-and-so girl is going to call you while you're at the skate park. What is that?
It was like, oh, she wants to go on a date with you. Go pick her up at work.
Oh, at work, which was at a yogurt shop or something?
No, it was at Bertucci's around the corner.
Right.
Which is not that close.
No, not for him. He skateboarded over there.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
how is he going to pick her up?
Right on the bridge.
Wants to go on a date with you. Go pick her up from work when she gets out. So he rides his skateboard over there.
And
shows
like,
out. She comes out. And he's
hi,
like,
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
I'm here for our date.
Was there a girl named Kelly?
No,
that was
a
real
girl. Not a real name, but we're using a fake name.
Oh, just asking every girl?
No. It was a real person from school that we all knew. It's the girl did the porn.
He showed up at this girl's work without her having any idea that he was coming to pick her up for a date.
Oh, my.
So, Kelly Fagan.
Yeah.
So she's like, what the fuck?
She's like, oh my god, this is so weird. Also, he's fucking weird, just saying.
That's why I kind of feel bad about it.
Oh, it's a horribly mean story.
He's definitely like autistic.
Yeah,
but that's not the best part.
Yeah, he is.
Because then on a different occasion,
they pulled the same bit again, but this time better.
They got him twice.
He was at the skate park, and then they noticed that this girl was there too. And
she was in the parking lot over away.
I thought he was. Because I thought he was walking around.
Doesn't matter.
The phone.
Maybe.
Dude, she saw my sick manual.
So anyway,
did you see that video that he posted?
No, I didn't.
Did he post a video of him?
I've seen him do that in person.
It's not bad.
He's
pretty
good at skateboarding.
He was pretty good at skateboarding.
He's pretty good.
He's got to be good at something.
Yeah.
But it was like, dude, he did a manual for like 20 feet.
I did it.
Hey. I can't talk about the specifics because then I think it would out him more.
And also,
it doesn't matter.
Also, he's better at skateboarding than Gabe, so he can't talk about it.
Yes, definitely. I'm pretty sure it was a one-footed nose manual.
Yes, it was.
It's pretty good.
It wasn't one wheel.
Nothing to sneeze at.
But he was like, I did it.
That would have been like 100,000 points in Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
So they notice that they're both at the skate park. They don't know, neither one knows the other's there. So what they do is they first call this guy. Yeah. They get him on his, so he's on his phone, and they start saying, "Hi, this is Tony Hawk." And so,
is that what it was?
It's such a bad, obvious joke that he's like, he thinks but, that I mean, he
it's,
has.
It's Matt Flathead.
I mean, that's like the perfect thing to say to him to get him to stay on the phone. So he's like, "Oh, all right, hey Tony," but he thinks he's up. He's he's got one up on them, and so he's on his phone now. So then they call the girl, and they go, "Hey, this is Flathead."
I forgot about this part. So-and-so does a good impression of him.
Yeah, so they got her on the phone. They go, I was too nervous to say hi. And she's like, "Where are you?" He's like, look. Because this is how I know he was in the parking lot. He said, look over the parking lot. She looks over. He's on his phone. She's like, "You're a fucking creep."
Yo, that's fucking hilarious.
And hangs up. That's brilliant. I'm sorry.
It was pretty well aggressive. Because, they had him on the other line.
So he's on the phone. It's going, "Okay, Tony."
Thinking he's fucking king shit. That's so good.
So that's 1 point for Jared Threatened.
One Jared Threatened. He didn't even orchestrate it, really, did he? It was Joe Strummer.
Okay, sure.
Is he the one that does the impression?
Yeah.
I think I remember hearing it once.
Yeah. It's pretty good. He's all right. He's an all right guy.
I was going to say, speaking of Jared Threatened, because he reminds me of this movie.
Yeah. Oh, he's a little Jared Threatened. Yeah, and Rupert Pupkin, I guess.
Oh, no, not this movie. It reminds me of this movie. I watched the... Charity had never seen Pet Sematary.
Yeah. What? And
she
Dumper.
She wanted to watch the new one. So yeah, I said...
Man. Dumper
Double
again.
Double Dumper.
I said, we should watch
Dumper,
the...
Dumper, bring her back and dump her again for that.
Dump her...
Can I put
get
her
back together
in the Pet Sematary,
No,
though?
Propose to her, then dump her.
That's fucking
at
mean.
At the altar.
Yeah! Fuck Pet Sematary, the new one.
So we watched the old one, then we watched the new one after that.
That was the new one.
The new one, I think it's better than the old one.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
It's the Herman Munster.
That's the only thing I was kind of, but it's John Lithgow plays this part.
Gabe, I'm actually genuinely curious.
Over the Hill, you don't like Third Rock from the Sun?
Not really, no. I'm not a big fan of 500 Days of Summer, I think.
You're a fucking faggot, dude.
Why? Because I don't like fucking Third Rock from the Sun? Oh,
I
no.
like fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He specifically said he didn't like 500 Days of Summer because
that's why I said
I love that guy. All right, so this is the thing. I'm very curious because the trailer
wasn't Andy
was
Dick on that show.
Third Rock,
he might have been a side character.
Yeah.
I think he had like a reoccurring character.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
No, I legitimately think it's better. It's better. It's,
I'm not like a huge
like,
fan
also,
of the first
like,
one either.
The old one's so dated.
It's not
if you
a
watch
high bar.
It again.
No,
really.
But that said, I just don't think any new remake fucking horror movie is going to be good to me though.
But hold on, when you're a kid and you first see Pet Sematary, there's no
so
other
movie sometimes
like it,
that is better.
When that's it. All right. They don't do the thick main accent.
Yeah.
And I think
I like
the Herman Munster. And they have a shitty cover of the Ramones at the end. And that was like my only things where I was like, it's kind of against it.
Yeah, it's gay.
But I think it does enough of its own that it doesn't take away from the new. Yes. For years, I thought he was also Wilson next door in Home Improvement.
No.
It's a different actor, but I always thought he was the same guy.
That's the guy from, I think, who's in Fargo.
Is that
the husband in Fargo.
No,
I
thought they
sure
always
the same guy.
I thought they always covered his face because they're like, well, you'll know it's Herman Munster.
That's not William H. Macy.
No, not that husband. The fucking cop's husband.
No, I don't think that's him.
The one who paints birds.
Yeah, I know.
Does the postage stamp.
I'm pretty sure that's
him. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Marv.
I don't think that's who it is.
I don't think that's him.
All right, but fine, whatever.
I know you're
I'm face blind.
The world will never know who Wilson is because his face was covered by that.
I know, he was never credited either.
No, Wilson is a taller man.
We do know that he's a cousin of one of the Beach Boys.
Really?
Oh, that was
they explained that in the episode.
Wait, you're talking about when it was like fucking John Stamos, Beach Boys, though. That's when they had him on the show.
Yeah, but his name's Wilson, so he's cousin to the Wilson.
John Stamos.
The deep show.
John Stamos still looks pretty good.
You can still fuck him?
Hell yeah.
He'd take a spoonful of Greek yogurt and put it right on.
I was about to say, he's Greek, so you know he likes it up the ass.
He
speaks Greek, dude.
That's what they say, fucking in the ass.
Yeah, that is true, though. Greek girl looking in the butt.
Do they now?
Yes, they do.
Speaking empirically.
Shout out being
Italian. The only girl I've ever fucked that liked it in the ass was Italian, full-blooded.
Close enough.
Yeah,
it's like right there.
Yeah. True. I could have used olive oil.
Yeah. They like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, though, you know what's weird is I keep seeing ads for Birthright.
What the fuck is that?
You know what Birthright is?
The circumcision thing?
No.
Birthright.
The free trip to Israel for all kikes.
Yeah.
And I'm too old for it, too. That's the weird
thing.
You
are fit. It's for Jews to meet each other. Is there an age cutoff?
Yeah, it's 27.
Yeah, it's for Jews to meet each other.
So you have a birthright unless you're too old.
That's how Robin met her husband.
That's the thing. If you meet your husband or wife on Birthright, they pay for your wedding. The state of Israel.
Where are the Jews getting all this money?
We pay for Robin's wedding.
Pretty much. Well, not us. It's Jews in as a collective.
No. We fucking fund their goddamn country, and their country fucking funds the marriages.
Well, yeah.
Did you want the poor girl fucking marrying this?
No, that would have been a disaster.
No, that was way better than the fucking.
She, I'm sure she did better.
No, she'll probably like hearing this.
What the guy's a fucking stay home dad. Get the fuck out of here.
That sounds awesome. I would love to do that.
I would love to be a stay home dad.
Marshall's jealous.
He's
jealous.
Yeah, I would love to be a stay home dad.
You're jealous of a kike.
I am. Everyone.
Well, every time he sees my dick in the bathroom, he also is, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, I wish I was so short and round.
On my dick?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Fine, I thought you were talking about me.
I like how you can pick it out in a lineup.
Oh, dude.
Fine, as long as you weren't talking about me.
He's got a mole right there, officer.
Scott, you actually.
Your dick? No, Scott, your dick looks like the fucking Disturbed album cover. And you know which one I'm talking about.
The wow! Yes, I know which one you're talking about. And no, it doesn't. But yeah, that's weird though, right? Yeah, so I don't know if you knew this though. Weird. Like, they go over there and it's just like a Jew fuck fest, basically. All
right. Well, and also, pretty much like, hey, I'm Jewish, you're Jewish.
Mm. What do they? They don't use olive oil. What do they use? Hummus.
They literally use hummus as fucking lube.
Yeah, they squirt it through a sheet.
They fuck through a sheet.
Did you guys hear just recently there was this Jewish woman charged an Arab guy with rape in Israel because he told her he was Jewish, and they charged him with rape through lies?
That is rape.
Why? Because she
rape.
It's not rape. It's just that he was Jewish too. It's not like he said, "Oh, I'm a millionaire."
I don't know, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's different. There is a difference.
I don't know. Like, that's pretty shisty of him. Why would he do
that? Then he's an honorary guy.
Yeah, might as well be.
Nah, dude, because like.
They just gave him the hat. They're like, here you go, brother.
It went all the way up to the Israeli Supreme Court.
It should.
Man, you love Israel.
No, well, this is the thing. You don't want to like mix races if you don't have to.
I mean, there's different races of Jews. There's brown Jews and white Jews.
Realistically, though, like all joking aside, like in Jewish eyes, that is rape. Because, you know what I mean?
Well, shit. It went to fucking Supreme Court and went. No.
Yeah, exactly. Like, in their eyes, it's like, oh, you pretended to be one of us? You motherfucker.
God gives us that.
And are they the only Muslim?
He wasn't Muslim. He was, like, an atheist, but Arab.
No, what I'm saying
is... the guy I'm talking about.
Still.
They're just allowed to be racist.
Yes.
Yes, pretty much. They also get to fucking genocide...
it's because of the Holocaust.
So
yeah,
that 100,000 person thing.
What year do you think they got Israel? 1955.
It was legitimately because of the Holocaust.
Yeah,
yes.
I know that.
Yeah,
okay. It doesn't give them the right to be racist.
But I'm saying that's
yes,
what
it does. Can be racist
but
if they want.
If it wasn't for the Holocaust, they wouldn't have.
True. We have special privileges.
Yes.
We're the chosen profession.
Yes.
But if it wasn't for the Holocaust, they wouldn't have a country today.
Yeah, and also, I'm going to get fucking tinfoil. But anyway, I don't know if you know this, but a big boat full of Jews from Germany were... Here's a good title. Big boat full of Jews.
Good setup for a joke.
An ICBM.
No. A big boat full of Jews was going over to England because Hitler literally put them on a boat and was like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, I guess. I don't
know. And England's like, get the fuck back.
Nope, get this. Dude,
go the fuck back.
That's Ireland, but what okay.
You fucking cunt.
No, here's the thing. Churchill was like, all right, we'll take him. And the, Jewish Zionist caucus paid him money. Not money, I don't know. But they basically were like, no. We want them to not come here and save them because we want to be able to have a fucking Jewish state later.
That's not necessarily 100% true because it's not.
Yes, tell us more.
I will. Yeah, I'm about to enlighten you. This is the thing. War was inevitable, but
it was already going on
between England
at the time. What I'm talking about, yeah,
England, Germany at the time. Yeah, but this is the thing. England was still fighting Germany. It's not like they are taking over German-controlled territories. How are they free any fucking Auschwitz slaves?
They weren't Auschwitz slaves. They were German Jews. But you know what I mean.
How are they free any Jews if they can't take over German held
territory?
Listen,
no country wanted them. No country. Like, no, literally, dude. Hitler.
That
no.
sounds like Churchill.
How do you
like,
free?
Okay.
How do you free people?
He was like, I don't really want them anyway.
No. How do you free people if they're still within enemy territory?
Can I just say
territory?
Something? And this is, we're getting deep in the tinfoil, by the way. But literally, you can go to the German National Archives right now and look at a piece of correspondence between. Just say Scheiße, yeah.
Yeah, I know. He's like, oh, what do I know that's German?
German.
Oh,
Guten Tag.
Yeah, anyway, there's a piece of correspondence between Himmler and Hitler in like Himmler 1940 while they were still not getting their asses kicked yet. And Himmler was like, what are we going to do with these fucking guys? I don't know. Like, we can't kill them. And Hitler wrote back, no, we can't, because that would be what Soviets do. So in 1940, Hitler was like, no, we can't kill the Jews. We got to get them out of here.
And he spent a few more years with them. And-
yeah, and he learned his fucking lesson. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that, though. That's a little reported fact.
Will you agree that the Germans got the Sheeny curse?
Absolutely.
Yeah, when Sheeny curse.
The Sheeny curse. The Sheeny curse. I apologize.
Yes, they got the Sheeny curse when...
They definitely got the Sheeny curse from dealing with
them. Wait, you mean
so
now?
Long.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean...
No, I'm serious. If they just got rid of them, like, right from the get-go, they wouldn't have got...
rid of them.
Dude, they well, or
how
send
do you
them
suggest
away.
That, Marshall? Oh, go ahead.
Send them out. I was not saying kill
what?
Them. Send them
Nobody
out.
Fucking wants Jews.
You send them somewhere. And that's it. You one-way bus ticket or something.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to edit it so it says, when he's not saying, I'm not saying, I'm saying kill them.
You could have sent them all to Spain. That was a neutral country.
Spain? That was a fascist dictatorship at the
neutral.
Time.
It was a neutral country. What are they going to do? Retaliate?
Okay.
So you send all the Jews there, and then you don't get the Sheeny curse.
True. Yeah.
Worth it.
Because the longer you deal with them, the more Sheeniness that you...
Then they could have had the running of the bulls and the running of the Jews.
Right?
That would have been funny.
They both have horns. No, but on some real shit, though, not on the topic of Israel, though, because we were just talking about that, but
just say,
the Holocaust was bad.
It was bad.
And Hitler sucks. So why didn't we just, instead of giving them a fucking area of land that everybody wants, why didn't we just give them Germany?
That's an area everyone wants.
Germany?
What are you talking about?
Okay, well, why didn't the Jews... Oh, fine.
He's saying
why
the
they
Holy
ship-
Land. Why did they give him the Holy
yeah,
Land?
Yeah, why did they go stomp all over the
it
Palestinians'
dates
nuts?
Back 2,000 fucking years.
Fuck them.
I just gave you a reason.
I see a shitty reason.
I see what Scott's
does
saying.
God...
And also,
I don't.
If you're going to punish Germany...
Yeah, punish
no,
them.
Dude.
Really punish them. Let the Jews run
the
fucking
place.
The thing
about Germany, they lost World War I. They came back even stronger World War II. That's what we were worried
That's
about
a good idea.
Fucking 30 years later. That there's going to be World War III where Germany is even stronger.
So don't put the Jews in power.
No, because that'll give Germany another reason to rise above Jewish oppression.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Christ.
I am serious.
Marshall's going full 1488 right now.
When are you guys doing history, homos? Because I want to hear the alternate history that would have happened.
No,
we are coming up with history, homos,
no,
in the future.
Think about it this. Germany's at the losing side of the war. So the German people are at the mercy of...
Jews.
No, yeah, exactly.
Aren't we
You
all?
Give them the
yeah.
prime
well, we
real
currently.
Estate. Obviously, that's what would have happened. Jews would have been
fine,
like...
Fine.
We
Let
want,
me suggest something else.
We want the river Danube and all that shit.
Fine,
that
fine. Can I make another option?
Move them all to New York.
New York.
We're there. We're
there. No, but it would have been a drop in the bucket, is what I'm saying.
Bagels, cream cheese, they would all have been happy.
So the thing that Jews and Irish have in common, you know what it is?
Hey, small dicks.
Besides that.
Hey.
Jews and Irish have a bigger population in the U.S. than they do in their home countries. Did you know that?
Well, no, Israel's the biggest collection of Jews.
Portuguese,
no,
it's the same thing. Literally is. There's more
Small dicks, too. All right, let's look it up, Buckface. I know
Irish,
for a fact.
There's more Irish, Jews, it's Israel, and then number two would
be America. Yeah.
America.
Yes.
But it's very close.
No, Israel's a lot more.
Absolutely.
You have no idea how many Jews
there's only
there.
Like 10 million Jews in Israel.
There's only 10 million Jews in the world,
I think they
bro.
Should start, I think they should start there's registering like just like we have to register our guns.
Hell yeah.
We should start registering
Jews. Maybe you'll give me a nice tattoo on my arm.
Like sex offenders, they have to come to your door.
I'm just letting you know I'm in the neighborhood. I'm not going to be raising rent either.
Yeah. Dude, no, we give them little... like
they're dangerous. They should be registered.
We give them little deputy stars. I mean, Jewish stars. That's what they always... When, I'm not going to lie. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, look at all these deputies. Oh, wait, they're Jews. Because they look like a...
What?
When you were in Germany?
When you were in fucking Nazi Germany? What are you talking about?
When you ever saw like images of Jews, it looked like they were wearing sheriff's deputy badges from the Western like movie.
Respect my authority.
Yeah. I was like, where's the sheriff? Yeah. Oh, wait, it's Hitler.
I'm the sheriff around these
parts. It's a new sheriff in town. Yeah, by the way, whenever I do a German accent, well, I'm not doing Hitler. Hitler's different. But when I do my German accent, do you know who I do? Dr. Strangelove.
I was going to say that's what I thought it was.
I'm going through. I'm the Mein Führer. Huh?
You kind of sound like you're mixing Kermit in there somehow.
Well, it's very similar. Yes. But anyway, hang on, I got a couple little other topics. 6-year-old adopted child turns out to be 22-year-old midget murderer.
Hell yeah.
I heard about this.
I didn't hear this.
Dude, that's awesome, bro. Where?
Let me pull up the article real quick. I only wrote it in my notes because I knew it would be easy to find.
Where is it?
Indianapolis.
What?
Yeah, Ukrainian midget murderer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This actually wraps well into a topic I've been saving for when Marshall was here.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to
midget
that.
Midget fucking...
Not that.
Spoiler.
Not that at all.
Spoiler. Yeah, Bridget the Midget is in jail.
I know.
Yeah, she killed her boyfriend. Yeah.
No, she stabbed him in the leg.
Well, she stabbed her boyfriend. Fine. Yeah, a big fucking difference.
Yeah, there is a big difference between not killing someone and killing someone.
Not if you're a midget.
Well, all she can reach is his legs.
Exactly.
Maybe nuts.
All right, which one should I look at?
Hey, would you guys smash a girl that's like under 5 feet tall?
Yeah.
I think I already have.
Not Bridget the Midget, but...
Like 4'11", 4'10".
Yeah. Depends.
Okay.
4'11"'s not that bad.
What if she's half?
Actually, I think I might have, too.
That's what I'm saying. I already did
What if she's half?
Half what?
Half Midge?
Rickon.
African?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
I think you're the only one that's crossed that off your list.
Yeah, I know. I'm a fucking virgin white boy.
Well, what do you do? African 4'11"?
She's got a lot of strikes against her now. I don't know.
She has to be dope.
Dope.
Exclusive. She tried to kill us. Indiana mother who adopted a 6-year-old Ukrainian girl with dwarfism has been charged with abandonment, but claims her daughter was found to be a 22-year-old sociopath masquerading as a child. Now, look at this fucking
kid. This is already a movie.
Orphan.
Yeah, orphan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
But it happened in real life.
And it's a girl, too. That's
life
weird.
Imitating art.
Look at her. Can you even tell? Well, you kind of tell with her wrists. She kind of looks like a midge.
Oh, wow.
She looks like a people big nugget.
Holy shit. Did they adopt her?
They adopted her from
Marshall's
Ukraine.
Like, I can fuck her?
Well, if you fucked her, it'd be okay, even though I don't know that I'd want to. She really looks like a kid.
Honestly, yeah, that's really hard to tell.
Would you fuck her?
I mean, no, because
would you let her
send
your pee-pee?
I don't know. If she was talking like an adult, maybe I would.
Yeah. She talked a good game.
No. I mean, like, if she's going goo goo gaga, I'm not going to get fucking
obviously
hard.
She's
but
not.
She's like, listen, I have a lot of opinions about the Federal Reserve. And I'm like, all right, well, it's just like smash.
Dude, she has little tiny hands, so thank you.
I know, it is weird. Yeah, make my dick, like, huge.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
That's Marshall's first thought with any of this.
Yeah, it has to be. She is 22. I mean, it's not, like, I'm not like I'm actually talking
she
about
she looks like a
kid.
She's
every girl Marshall meets, he's like, can I see your hands?
All right. I just want to see how it'd look next to... Never mind. We'll get on with that.
It's like, let me go like this on my pinky first.
Yeah, can you reach around my wrist?
I wanted to talk about this because I randomly thought about it the other day, and what? It goes good with this topic.
Yeah.
Is my dad hates midgets.
Why, dude?
Why?
Do you know there used to be one at the gas station across from Shaw's?
I don't like them. I'm not natural.
He's still walking around town.
Is he? Because he used to ride his like BMX bike, and he used to pump gas over at the gas station.
Yes,
he's and still I remember there. Driving in the car with my dad, and he's like... Like giving him the stink eye, and I'm like, Dad, what's the matter? And he's like, oh, I don't like him.
I don't like him.
I don't like him.
No good.
I guess
you steal things out of your pockets. You ain't even looking.
I think that's what it is.
He did not drink his milk.
I think it's like he thinks they're like mischievous or something.
They are.
Because I was like, Dad,
I'll turn you back on them one second. And they're gonna grab your wallet.
Being punished by God.
I was talking to him, and I was like, Dad, they're just born that way. They're just short, and it's like. You know what I mean? They got something wrong with the pituitary gland.
No, Gabriella, you have no idea. I was, let's just say,
something bad
I've seen the part of them I had never seen any other man before.
Yeah, dwarves have normal-sized cocks. Midgets have...
They say.
No,
they say, right. Good point. Yeah.
Listen, dwarves have normal-sized cocks.
How much dwarf porn have you watched?
A lot. So,
just like mine.
So dwarves have normal-sized cocks for like a normal person, but they're small, so it looks huge on them. But midgets have proportional cocks.
Oh.
What's the difference?
I think
a midget is proportionally small. Like,
I
their
think
head is small.
You're probably the other
their
way around.
No, dwarf has big head, big ass.
Normal. Oh, yeah, they do have that little bubble butt, yeah.
They have the big head. Dwarfs.
All right.
And most of them motherfuckers are called achondrial dwarfs.
I'm gonna say Marshall's probably, this is the like most expert he's been on something.
Well, you didn't hear him talking about how oil is made. That's a fucking old ass callback, by the way. We were sitting in this position, too, by the way. Let's pee, I guess. Oh, well, we'll talk about when you get back. All right.
Hey, man, that's
pee. Hey,
that's
pee. Nobody likes Mondays. And we're back. So, you guys see the fucking the Chipmunks meme?
Which one?
The one where it's like, which Chipmunk's getting the best head?
I feel like that's pretty old,
Alvin.
Right?
Have you seen it, though? It's, like, made a resurgence.
It's
you
know just based talking? On the faces, yeah?
Wait, Alvin's going, like... hang on, let me just show you. Someone made this really funny fucking...
Hold on, do they have dog dicks?
I don't know what chipmunk dick is like.
I don't know either. Do they have, like, pink things, or do they have, like... I don't know.
You're the dick expert on the show. Why don't you tell us?
I don't know, dude. I've never seen a fucking chipmunk dick. No, wait. Don't you be a mean go. Why you trying to keep me thinking?
It's a dreamy. We sit on a chimney. I got fans finally. What is the picture like that they took this from? Or is this
some
just
hentai. A still? Some fucking Rule 34
some
shit.
Still, yeah.
Oh my god. I'd say. Because I thought it was like.
Who's
you know
the green
used,
one?
You know how they used to have the.
Not Theodore, not Alvar. No, Alvin. No, Theodore.
You know how they
the
used
one.
To have the
no,
albums?
Simon.
I thought they probably had
Alvin's
like a funny
Simon's
picture on the album.
No,
they just
no.
They cut it off so you'd be like, oh, look who's getting... No, so they took it from fucking... That's less creative than I thought.
Yeah, well, no, that's the new meme, though. The bit, though, is like to be like, obviously it's Simon because you can tell by the way he's gripping, you know what I mean? Like, and then like literally like fucking a wall of text as to why it's fucking...
Hell yeah.
overanalyzing it like a fucking like a anime or something.
The internet's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Dude, it's awesome.
I thought you guys would go funnier on me. Anyway, this week we watched, I didn't actually watch it. I watched it like 3 weeks ago, though. King of Comedy, Martin Scorsese's 1982 film starring Bobby De Niro. Bob.
Uncle
yeah,
Bob.
You gotta do the face.
I feel like you gotta call him something creepier because him with a mustache in this is looks
Rupert
awful.
Pupkin. Rupert yeah. Pupkin's pretty
starring
creepy.
Rupert Pupkin.
Yes.
You, yeah,
you want to take it? I haven't watched
so
it in 3 weeks,
fear.
So you want to. You're the one who picked it.
Yeah, sure.
I will. I have plenty to say about it, though. Don't worry.
Our main character is played by Robert De Niro, Rupert Pupkin.
He's a painfully unfunny comedian.
I want to say he's a struggling comedian, but we never even see him do the
he doesn't
act
get
besides
up.
At the
he
end.
He doesn't get up.
He doesn't do it live. He tapes it at his house.
Ah, I gotta do this now.
I like
how they did that, where they kind of similarly to Dollhouse, is they don't show the parents like right away. Do you know how like you only ever hear her voice, like him yelling at his mom? Show her,
And what was it, the mini Looney Tunes, where they only showed the parent or Ren?
No, you're thinking of fucking
Cow and Chicken, bro.
Cow and Chicken, my bad. No, I'm thinking of Cow and Chicken, where it was only the parents.
Cow and Chicken was my shit.
Well, Nanny also had, she was just legs too.
I watch it.
One
Muppet. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Stop with the Muppet Babies. Yes, we know. So just like in Cow and Chicken, they never show them all. But I like how they do that. How he's always like
a cultural touchstone.
You know, Cow and Chicken were the first pioneers of eating.
He has never seen this movie, by the way.
Really? Shut up.
No, he has.
Cow and Chicken. They pioneered eating ass.
Did you know there's a banned episode where there was this gang?
Do they eat ass?
This gang of biker lesbians called, I forget what they were called, but it was something.
Cow and Chicken.
And they would break into people's houses and eat their carpets.
That's so funny. I had no idea.
And they bust into Cow and Chicken's house, and the dad jumps in the mom's arms because he's scared. She goes, "They're not after you."
I do remember that episode.
Yeah. How do you remember it if it was never aired?
I've seen it on an episode.
That was an episode. There was an episode where
it may have aired once.
I think so. I think they literally were eating.
Maybe it's out of syndication then.
Right. That's what he was saying. Yeah.
So they were called Dykes on Bikes.
No. No, that was the episode of the show a couple days ago. A couple weeks ago. Stop it.
That's every lesbian biker gang. Dykes on Bikes.
So Robert De Niro is this
Rupert Pupkin
comedian who apparently doesn't even play out. He's obsessed with Jerry Lewis, or in this case, Jerry Langford.
He's supposed to be Johnny Carson.
He's into that whole autograph culture, those people who like hiring celebrities.
So he's fucking the guy from The Fanatic.
Yes. I never saw it. So
yeah.
Dude, that movie was awesome.
Should I watch it?
No. Don't watch it.
Watch it if you're really bored.
If you're like an LA fan, then watch it.
All right. Can we just talk about this movie? You had your chance.
Okay, my bad.
So the movie starts out as he's with all the autograph junkies and the people that are like...
Sandra Bernhardt looking okay, by the way, for the one and only time.
What are you talking about? She looks fucking terrible.
She looks worse in this than she did in Roseanne.
Maybe I'm a piece of shit.
You are.
You have weird taste.
I got drunk and started jerking on
his ear. I like when she's in that leather corset later.
He's outside of Jerry's show after he does his late night whatever comedy fuckface show.
He's like Letterman slash Carson.
Yeah. And he's outside with a bunch of the screaming memes and everybody freaking out. Ugly fucking face is in his limo. And
Masha.
And like
Masha
starts fucking pummeling
Rupert.
And then Rupert Pupkin ends up helping Jerry, like, escape the crowd of fucking everybody that's nuts.
Even though he's the weirdest one.
Yeah, because he goes with him in the car and is like, "Hey, listen, I'm a struggling comedian. If you could, like, listen to my stuff, it would really help me."
And fucking Jerry is just like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. Go away. Yeah, go ahead."
Dude, that's how struggling comedians kind of...
Shut up, Marshall.
I'm not gonna lie. So when you go to L.A., every waiter is like
an actor. An actor, yeah.
I'm not lying, dude.
I know you're not.
Hey, check out my screenplay that I wrote. It's so good. It's that lame. Dude.
Watch my reel if you have a moment.
After taking a limo ride with Jerry, he basically yes mans Rupert Pupkin. Is like, "Hey, if you need anything, just call my office."
Yeah. Not expecting him to, because, well, you know, that's...
He's basically doing it so that his receptionist can just be like, make him wait forever.
He's just being diplomatic.
Yeah.
Exactly. He takes it as he's actually friends with this guy.
Foot in the door. Yeah. Yep.
They're boys.
Foot
in the door.
Which happens a lot.
No.
To Marshall.
Yes, no.
Should know, because you're really famous.
Nah, and listen, especially in the podcast community.
When are you going to be on Love and Hip Hop, then?
Oh, listen, shit. I ain't got the money to be on Love and Hip Hop yet. If I had the money, then I definitely
would. All right, go on, though, Gabe.
We will. So, Cinema Apocalypse Now would be on Love and Hip Hop. I think that's a great audience.
Yes, everyone loves anti-Semitic podcasting.
That's a great audience for podcasting. I think they'll really appreciate our content.
I mean, black people do not like Jews.
No, they don't.
Yeah, we need to lean into the black audience here, by the way. We can become like a Louis Farrakhan-like style. Like, Nation of Islam. Sorry,
Gabe. Please continue.
Yes, please.
So Rupert Pupkin is just over the hill with this, and he decides that he's going to go to the office and basically
sit there until Jerry will see him.
Awkward him out of his top office.
I don't know
office.
That he intentionally was trying to be awkward. I think he legitimately went there with the intention that he was going to be let in, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. He's not trying to be awkward.
He's not trying to be awkward at all. He's trying to be like, no, Mr. Langford said that I would be able to come in.
He thinks that if he's just persistent enough, it's going to work out.
Right.
Right.
Because defense, that's what he thinks.
In
yeah.
his defense, though.
But like, he uses his awkward as like a tactic. I know he's. That's
I don't
not
know
what he's
that he's that
do.
Self-aware.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me hear it. I don't think that he's trying to do that,
but he's really good at using it to manipulate other people. He does it later
to he does manipulate
Sandra
a few
Bernard.
People.
Yeah.
I think you're seeing that if you push that awkwardness to a certain level, like people can be pushed, like people's like politeness is
going
to...
I don't know that he's aware of what he's doing.
Right.
No. Listen, persistence will always wear over resistance no matter what.
From being in the office and just going there day after day and keep on harassing...
Day after day.
Harassing the receptionist... And
yeah, she was not happy, by
his,
the way.
His agent, when she eventually starts to come down to deal with
Rupert. Why'd you have a female agent?
He keeps on asking, where's Jerry?
Yeah.
He eventually gets her to say agree to taking a tape of his, of one of his, what she thinks is going to be a live
it's
performance.
It's him in his basement
with laptops.
Sound effects.
Yeah.
That's some of the stuff where you really see how crazy the guy is. Because
right. Well, no, I think
he's talking to like the wall poster of like people laughing. He's like, oh, they're laughing for me, like
right.
kind of thing.
And he hears the sound effects too, so he can, you know. The thing that really spells out his craziness to me is that scene where he's having the dream, where he's on the Jerry Langford show.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
his principal and girls that dumped him come out and they're like, we were wrong, Rupert.
We want to apologize
and
to you.
You were right. I said that to Don just a couple weeks ago because it's so funny.
One of the times when he's coming out of Jerry's office, what's the crazy bitches? What's her name in this movie?
Masha.
Masha.
Marsha?
Masha.
Or Masha.
Is it actually pronounced Masha? Isn't there an R in it? Let's call her Masha. Call her
Masha. Masha, Masha, Masha. Yep. So he runs into Masha outside of there and he's already thinks he's in. He's like, well, what are you going to do if he catches me out here talking to you? Like, oh, I can't be seen with you.
Like,
and she convinces
common
him.
Common street rabble.
He manipulates her to give him money so that he'll give Jerry this like love letter that she fucking wrote him. Even though he like didn't want to do it. But
I think he has to throw it away, right?
He probably does, but he gets up money for it. So he's like, right. I'll give it to
this
him.
This is the last time.
Yeah. I actually, here's the thing with fucking Robert De Niro is like when a good director has him and fucking directs him to be the way that the character is written.
Or when he cares.
True, true, true.
He is a great actor when he cares.
Right.
When he's not going full retard.
Which is
I think some
literally
of the best,
everything after 1990, basically.
Some of the best scenes.
Goodfellas, come on.
Some of the best
okay,
scenes.
Okay, fine. You're right. Sorry.
Some of the best scenes in the movie are him and her together interacting.
Right.
So he ends up recording his crazy...
Well, here's the thing. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt you. This is about what you were just saying, though. Is that he... When he's with her, he's like, oh, I'm king shit.
Right.
And his character completely changes from what he really is, which is a pathetic fucking loser idiot. And he's... Because she's more of an idiot somehow.
She's lower.
She's
so
even stupider than he is.
He's elevated when she's
right,
around her.
It's almost like when Billy Bob Thornton's hanging out with a little kid in fucking Sling Blade. meaning he's smart to the kid. Meaning he's smart to the kid because he's a child. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know how much I buy into that, but whatever.
Never mind. I will take that back because this It's times in that movie where the kid is smarter.
They're more equals.
Right. Yeah. They're friends.
It's a level playing
field.
Fine.
Deal. I just wanted to make an analogy. It didn't work. It
I
happens.
Saw
I love
things. It happens. It happens. Child should have seen
yes, we've all seen the movie.
Never said that.
I like me the French fries.
Potatoes. Yes. Good bit.
I killed him with the Sling Blade.
Just finish
the
line.
Did you see this movie?
What, Kings of Comedy?
Second time he's done it, too, by the way. Yes, I'm a really big fan of Bernie Mac and D.L.
Hughley.
I do like
Bernie Mac.
I like Cat Williams.
Steve Harvey, I mean, he's on fire, especially after he got Family Feud.
Right now, dude, yeah.
Now he's on fire. Back in the day, he was
he's basically the Vince McMahon of daytime TV.
Dude, he's the Vince McMahon of black guys.
Hey, folks, Marshall, I'm about Steve Harvey. I got a good one for you tonight.
Yeah, go to bed.
Yeah. He hosts like two different
shut
games.
Shut up, dude.
How many games
shut up. Host? Can we get through it?
All right.
It's not even that complicated of a plot.
Sorry to interrupt you with that tidbit, but
God
yes.
damn it.
So she's so retarded that she looks up to him even though he's retarded. Yes. Go on. Sorry. That. Never mind. Go
After
on.
After he completes his tape and brings it to the office, she ends up listening to it because he awkwards her into it because he's like, no, well, I really want Jerry to listen to it. And she ends up getting a day out of her because he just insists, oh, I'll just wait here. You can listen to it. I'll just wait in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know what? I'll listen to it. Definitely. I'll have it back to you by Monday.
Meaning leave.
Yes.
But he's just like, oh, I'll just wait right here.
I'll just go have a sandwich outside of the office building. It doesn't look crazy at all. I'll just take it out of my suitcase. So she ends up listening to the tape that he has.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. She lets him down lightly. And then he goes, no, I think you're wrong. I don't trust your opinion in comedy. I want Jerry to listen to it.
I also love that he wants her to tell him what specific joke she doesn't like so he can change them. That's like so like...
cringy, because that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. Yeah. Comedians work by fucking reading the audience and actually like understanding.
Oh, which
comedy.
One was it? Which one was it?
Yeah, I'll just fix the bad one and then we'll be fine.
Then we'll move on with it.
That's the first time... of many that he's escorted by security out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
When does he have an interaction with Jerry himself too? After?
Well, first he gets kicked out and then he goes out and Marsha's outside and she's like, oh wow, you couldn't even bother to see him. And he's like, well, he's not up there. They told me he's not up there. He's like, I just saw him go in the building. He's up there. And so he storms back in.
So he's like,
oh yeah, he's running.
Well, I'm going to fucking show them.
He's running around the office. He's like, where's Jerry? Where's
yep.
Jerry?
Yep. Yep.
Then he gets taken out forcefully by like two security guards and
the head of security. Right.
And they throw all his shit on the ground and they're like, beat it, punk, whatever.
And he's still trying to like maintain in front of Marshall. He's like, I did not get kicked out. I was escorted out. They walked me out.
Because I'm very important.
Right.
You understand, Marshall.
During this whole thing, too, he has a thing with this. The bartender that he went to school with that he thought was attractive back then.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
too
yeah,
awkward
yeah.
to say like that he thought she was pretty. And that he's trying to convince her that he's in with Langford.
Interesting tidbit. Robert De Niro's real wife at the time.
Wow. Really?
And also if you watch Taxi Driver, when he goes to the concession stand and flirts with the girl, same actress, that's how they met. They
interesting.
Got they got married after
I
meeting
had no
on
idea.
The movie.
Wow.
Yeah, you remember
that's
what,
crazy. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So...
He convinces her that they're going to have a weekend away at...
Hey, you want my number? You got to have the face.
Very good, Marshall.
Yeah, the Robert De Niro.
They're going to have
yes, it's an audio format, but yes, they all
have
see
a
your face. Maybe we should take a picture of it, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sick. Hang on.
That should be the cover art for this episode.
Okay, gotcha.
They're going to have a weekend away at Langford's summer home, I guess.
Go over his act, fine-tune it.
so they can work, quote unquote.
Right, right, right.
And he shows up, and to the butler's dismay, he's like, "We're not expecting any guests." He's like, "Oh no, we're probably just the first to arrive. Why don't you take our bags? We'll put it in our room."
Scene is so fucking awkward, and this is like groundbreaking. I don't think the awkward thing was
thing.
It very common at the time.
No. No,
it's speak about authority
it's
now.
Palpable.
In the 70s, awkward comedy did not exist. Really.
I'm asking you, Don.
I think it was, but I think this took it to another level. Perhaps.
Yeah, this cranked it to 11.
I also really like about this is that almost every interaction you see between Jerry and Rupert is fantasy.
Right.
At this point, when this scene begins, you're like, is this another fantasy or is this him really fucking barging into this guy's house? Because
he goes, the way he walks up to this house, he's like, oh, my friend Jerry, he's going to love, it's going to be great.
He believes all his
own delusions. Right.
Just somebody's got to believe in him.
The butler is like worried because some rando just fucking came to the house.
He's trying to drop bags.
He calls Jerry while he's golfing at some country club and is like, well, he's not supposed to be there. And basically says like, get rid of him.
Yeah.
When he doesn't, Jerry comes back and is like, what the fuck are you doing at my house?
And he's like, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
He's like, no, you're not usually like this. So it's okay.
I love one of my favorite.
Let me make you a drink.
But also, I like the De Niro confidence, though, too. Yeah. Where he's just like, come on, let me make you a drink. And it's like he has that gravitas that, I mean, like, I hate Robert De Niro in real life, but like, it's like, but like, he's so good at this.
I wonder why.
You guys are like Trump.
That's not why.
Gee, I wonder why. It's
the snakes in his house and the weasels. Because
he married a black woman.
Twice.
Twice. Anyway,
one of my favorite exchanges in that scene is when Jerry says to him, you realize you're a moron? And he's like, I know normally you wouldn't say that about her, but...
Oh my god, I forgot!
That he completely diverts the attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my goodness.
That's great.
The face he makes, too, is so, like, fucking... He's not in the moment. He's just, like, doing mental gymnastics right now. Like, whatever allows him to keep the fantasy that this is happening right now.
He's really hard not to watch and like cringe all his interactions with people. And it makes you uncomfortable, but it's enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
It's very funny. There's beats too. There's like comedic beats. There's definitely some thought was put into the definitely was a scripted movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there was much ad-libbing because I think that De Niro intentionally made like lines that were going to get a laugh.
I think this is in one of his fantasies. He has this line where he says, I see awful, terrible things in my life, and I turn them into comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what comedians do.
Well, yeah.
I think it might be Louis Anderson, I turn tragedy into comedy.
I think he says it when he's like fake on the show and when that dream sequence.
Right. When he's, they're like, Rupert, tell us about your craft.
Well, he gets completely shut down and put out by Jerry. And he's like, get the fuck out of my house before I call the cops.
Right. Which he should, by the way.
He's trespassing.
Also, can I just mention this? And this is behind the scenes, another tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that Jerry is angry with Rupert, Scorsese and De Niro were going, fucking stupid kike.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot kike. Fucking Jews are the worst. They're the fucking cheapest pieces of shit ever. To get fucking Jerry Lewis angry,
get him upset for his
before
performance.
He started to do the scene.
I was going to say, for not being like a natural actor, I thought he was really good.
He was really good in this, yeah. And that's probably why. I mean, like, look, like I said with fucking De Niro, get a good director, get a good performance.
So after getting embarrassed in front of his...
beau.
Yeah, his babe.
Bae.
She steals something when she's leaving.
Yeah, what's
what
up
is
with that?
That?
I don't know.
They never explained it.
I guess they forgot to cut that out.
Because it's
they cut out the payoff, but they didn't cut out the stealing shot.
Right.
That is weird. Because out of her character.
It was
too.
Very focused on.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
They zoomed in, I think.
It's really quick, though, but it is a very
close
shot.
She's like, we'll go. We don't mean to bother you.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about.
So I want to know what that's
maybe,
about.
Maybe it could be the trophy. Scorsese was angry with a chick.
Nah, it could be the trophy of her like giving it to him.
Whatever.
She never
does. Armchair Marshall. Yeah.
No,
there's no payoff to it.
No.
Yeah. Yes, there is, dude.
There literally isn't. Tell me more about this movie.
Shut up. Say you got a girl wrapped around your finger and you're obsessed with a celebrity. You guys go into her house. Obviously, she's going to steal something for you.
Okay, you maybe could make. The, you can did. I say this is maybe you could make the argument that the only reason she went with this awkward faggot is because
she
really likes Jerry Langford, and she wanted to
but
be
both,
able. To, or maybe
both.
This was her ulterior
I
motive all
both.
Along. Perhaps.
I think she.
Yeah, it's
idolized
the opposite of what he's saying. She's saying because
no, I'm
she,
making a different point. Yes.
Right. Well, you know that's what I'm saying. I think she wanted to.
It's not. Oh,
I think
Gabe,
it is.
Please,
I
please.
Think it is.
Go
please,
on, go
please,
on.
Gabe,
so this obviously upsets Rupert. And this puts him over the edge to where he thinks that this is a good idea. Maybe I should kidnap him in order to hold him for ransom so that I can be on the show. Because if everybody sees how funny I am, I'll be instantly famous.
Then obviously it'll work
out. Well, it depends
out
because, how funny
I mean,
you
like,
are.
I'm so funny.
Depends how funny you are.
Ma! I gotta do this now!
Just okay, it's okay. Just don't be so loud. So he uses Marsha.
Mm-hmm.
As an accomplice, and
right.
they come
and
up
she
with their scheme.
A psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't you want to get some like sex thing going with Jerry too later?
Yeah, she's really into him.
She's
in love with her.
She's
yeah.
singing to him.
Not that bad.
She's pretty good
she's
at singing.
She's not that bad at singing.
Yeah, which is actually kind of creepier.
So they end up waiting for him outside of his, I think that's his office building that they're waiting outside.
I thought it was the show. Oh, no, because there are all the people would be there. Yeah, yeah. Right, right. It is the office building.
Robert De Niro says, how will you know it's Jerry? Because he doesn't ever look like
when it's
himself.
Him, it doesn't look like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then as soon as he comes out and she knows it, mm-hmm. they tail him and end up kidnapping him mm-hmm. with a fake, like, revolver. Like,
yeah, a thing. Shitty fake gun.
It looks really fake, too.
Yeah.
An airsoft gun.
They didn't have airsoft.
This is probably
gun.
Like a cap. Like it's like a cap gun. Yeah.
Like a blank, like a starter pistol of some shit.
Not even, like the cap guns they had with the rolls when we were kids.
Yeah, dude.
I love those, by the way.
So they
you would feel like a real gun because you take the cylinder out.
Yeah.
So cool, dude.
They end up taping him to a chair and explaining their demands. And he's like, Jerry is saying, just let me go. I'll tell them it was all a gag.
I'll listen to your tape.
They'll believe me because, you know, I'm the funny guy. I'll listen to your tape. And like, no worries. You won't get in trouble. I won't worry about it.
The bullshit, by the way. He's definitely going to rat on dude. A second fucking kike.
Yeah, this movie ripped off the Fanatic so much.
Go on. You crack yourself.
I know.
Up,
I was just letting him. I was letting him have that laugh.
Yeah.
At least let him have one more.
So he sets his plan into motion, and he calls up as the king and says that if you,
because he's the king of comedy,
Kang.
So he says to the producers of the show, like, if you don't have me on the show, I'm gonna kill Jerry Langford.
No, he has Jerry say that.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, no, yeah. He has the cue cards and he has them all jumbled up. You're
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's a little bit.
Yeah,
I actually like that bit, though.
He goes through and he's like, all right, it's too fast. Go back.
I know it's not grammatically correct, but I think you got the point.
Yeah, I'm sorry I cut that part out. Marshall's got me all wrapped around his finger over here.
Thinking about the Fanatic again.
Do you have to let it linger? Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger?
That was my fault. I'm sorry, guys.
Smell my finger.
So while he gets ready to be on his television debut as the star comedian act, and he rewrites the whole intro and everything, Marsha does her whole weird sex thing with Jerry,
mm-hmm.
where while he's tied up, how's he supposed to fuck her while he's tied up?
She that's fucks
I don't
him.
Think that's the,
that's the comedy.
She fucks
Laugh.
Him.
Laugh.
Also, I mean, like, it's clear that she didn't think this through.
Right.
Right. She was just like, oh my God, I finally get Jerry Langford in a room, and I'm a gross Jewish whore. Have you seen her lately, by the way?
I'm sure it's rough.
Oh my Lord, she looks like Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
She kind of did like, then.
She looks more like
Carrot
Top.
Post steroids
Carrot Top.
Yeah.
But if you fucked her too, it'd sound like. Ugh.
Sure.
The funniest writing that Rupert Pupkin actually has, not his comedy act, it's the whole intro he has where he's like, "Oh, I held up the staff at gunpoint or some shit like that."
Right.
That's the funniest writing that he actually has.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, he's just a hacky like 1970s comedian.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, 80s. Remember that was during the comedy boom, like. Hey, what's the deal with
airline
food?
I'm gonna say that very specifically. It's like hacky 70s. It's dated even when this movie came out, I think.
Okay, fine.
Gets a healthy reaction from the crowd, though.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dude.
Well, people are morons. For what it's worth, I mean.
Yeah, we should do a show like that.
He ends up.
I hate you.
So Marsha ends up getting tricked by Jerry.
After telling him that she wants
alert.
To listen to the Shirelles and she wishes she was black.
Yeah. I forgot about that whole fucking angle.
All the shit she says is hilarious.
She's fucking bonkers. She's my mom level crazy.
Cray cray.
Didn't want to bring her up again, but I did.
Oh, God. She ends up cutting him out of the tape and then he escapes.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole plan is a mess. And
by then, the show's already aired with Rupert on it, so.
Yeah, and he's actually pretty smart about that. Before he turns himself in, though, he makes sure he sees it air live.
Yeah.
So, and make sure his girlfriend sees it, too.
Yeah, because he wants to impress her.
Mm-hmm. And then he goes to jail.
But he wrote a book about it, and he got all the money.
Well, as he says, it's better to be king for a night than schmuck for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, his whole stand-up act, you really get a sense of why he is the way he is when he talks about all the stuff about his parents being alcoholics and getting bullied and stuff. And I actually really like that you kind of get to understand why he is the way he is.
Furthermore, it's like they created a character. It's not just like crazy guy who kidnaps Johnny Carson.
Yeah, it's not just gags.
Real guy.
This does have a lot more layers to it. And then Don was even saying stuff that I didn't even catch that Marsha said too. So this movie is
it's Scorsese, bro. It's not like we're talking about the next Joker movie.
What?
A-S.
Anyway, A-S. Do you want to get the numbers?
Yeah, let's get the numbers.
Okay, I really like this movie. It's very funny. It's one of the good De Niro movies.
It's kind of overlooked as a Scorsese film.
I actually agree with that because, with his other comedies, by the way.
I never heard about this movie until my buddy Ryan told me about it, so shout out to Ryan.
Me and fucking Don reference it all the time on the show. Ever. On the show.
You never told me to watch it.
Okay, ever. Fine. Sorry.
I don't know about good movies.
Terrible
friends. Don't be able to pronounce Jerry's name.
Shut up.
You can't even say his name.
That's Jerry. Why. No, wrong.
But is it really?
Jerry.
Say it.
Jerry.
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 Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Geriatric.
Geriatric. Yes.
You kind of still said it. But, okay. Yeah.
But either way, no, we knew that you'd say the name like that, so we couldn't ever watch it with you.
You guys are fucking weenies.
I'm fucking kidding, you dumb fag. Anyway, I really like this movie. I think the comedy is really well written as far as the written lines go. Also, you can tell that a lot of the comedy is imparted through the performances. And
it's very realistic, too, his interactions with people and how uncomfortable they make him.
I mean,
it reminds me of Matt Flat Top.
We could remake this movie with him in it. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, it'll be him with Jared Threaten,
Dude, you're going to totally think this
is... We're writing this movie.
That makes total sense.
Oh, my God. And he's not even famous either.
Wouldn't you be giving Jared Threaten too much credit, though?
No, that's the point.
That makes it funnier.
Small-town equivalent.
The Rupert Pumpkin version is of a small... Like, he likes something that's
loser.
Pathetic.
Yeah, exactly.
A smaller loser hidden up a
who's
going to
be the crazy bitch?
Like the intro, he's the only one waiting outside of
Kelly. Kelly Fagan.
Out of his show.
He's the only
one. That part in the beginning, by the way, and she ends up being like, well, I like Jared Threaten.
Yeah. And she's just kind of sitting outside casually smoking and... He's all like, can you sign my book?
Let's write songs about cats and breakfast.
Anyway, I mean, like, a lot of it really is from the performances. And again, like, I really like Sandra Bernhard, not just because she was the only movie she isn't unattractive in, but also because I think she really fucking killed it with this one. And, like, that scene where she releases it, it's just so good. Anyway, I really like this movie. I'm going to give it... 7.5.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I like how realistic all the interactions are. And
I also really like how realistic New York is.
Yeah.
Realistically gross.
I thought it was interesting since it's 1982 that you get to see Times Square in like the way it was
the porn
then.
Way.
Yeah.
The dude, porn way.
The dirty way. Everywhere. Well, it's kind of like in Taxi Driver how you see that dirty, gritty New York.
Right. The marquee that says Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, that's right. The whole movie, how it's played out as sort of a dry, like, black comedy, it's interesting and refreshing, and I haven't seen a movie that I can say that this is like another movie. So, it's just good. I'm going to give it a 7.5 as well. I think that's right on the nose.
Yep.
I'm pretty much in the same boat. Very funny movie, great script, really great performances.
Right. That's the best part.
De Niro's performance is so specific yet so consistent throughout the entire film. There's never a moment where you're like,
"Oh,
that doesn't feel like the character." It's just so on point. And I think this is one of his best. Marshall's making the fucking face at me, but
to add to this review.
I would say this is one of his best performances.
Yeah,
actually,
for sure,
one of his strongest.
Up there with fucking Taxi Driver and Goodfellas and Casino.
Sure, I think this is actually ahead above those even.
And yeah, well, he's really typecasting those.
Yeah, and this is a different
this
kind
is
of
like
character
a movie
for
that
him.
He was like, they were like, oh, let's build a character and let's like have you become that character versus
yeah, he's already a
generic guinea gangster guy.
He's already a Guido.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's kind of what you expect from him. It's not what you have here, which is refreshing. Also, Sandra, whatever her name was, is great in this as well. I like hate her throughout the entire movie, and that's exactly the intention.
Right, that's what they were trying to do, yeah.
So,
also,
yeah.
She's a detriment to fucking dumbass Rupert the whole time.
She is. She's terrible.
She fucks over Rupert accidentally over and over again. Yeah. Like, cause just from...
Jerry wouldn't have escaped if it wasn't for her.
Sheer stupidity, too. It ain't malice.
Nope. And like Gabe said, it is realistic. If you actually... I mean, if you look at the big picture and you look at the log line of, you know, a failed comedian kidnaps a nighttime talk show host to, like, right. be on the show, that sounds far-fetched. But then when you watch it play out step right. by step,
also,
like,
New
okay,
York, 1982?
Sure.
There's no fucking cameras and shit.
That's true. It's a different world.
Not, yeah. not, like, security like there would be now.
Well, it's kind of that whole, like, fairy tale world that was old New York in the same sense that you could get away with shooting up a fucking whorehouse in 1976 in Taxi Driver.
Hell yeah.
True.
It's the kind of world where, like, it's when the cops show up later and they can't see what exactly Hell happened. Yeah. They'll... you know, they'll end up fudging it.
I'm just saying, when you take it step by step, each step, it's sure. kind of real. It feels realistic enough that you're like, okay, well, I guess maybe this could actually happen sure. in this world. Something to say?
Yeah, and I was going to say that much like Punch Drunk, which we've also reviewed, if yep. you want to check out that episode, his character is very awkward and like that loner kind of type.
Yeah.
And you really feel for him. At the same time,
I don't know what Rupert. You, Rupert, I don't.
I still feel for
I
him.
I don't feel for him. I yeah, feel for. Do.
How can he not, as us, as up and coming podcasters? I'm serious.
I feel like he's an asshole. I mean, feel like he's what if I was an asshole.
You don't feel bad for him?
Thank
not
you.
Really?
But you don't,
kind
but
of
you don't
fucking,
feel
Shut
any
up,
empathy.
Marshall. You didn't even watch the fucking movie.
You didn't feel any empathy. I've seen the movie before.
I literally don't. He's a fucking idiot. He's a fucking completely delusional retard.
I feel
who
like,
kidnapped a guy?
I feel like you're supposed to dislike him and cringe at the things he does until you hear his monologue
Thank
and you kind of get into his backstory
yeah,
and you're like, okay, this guy had
saying.
A fucked up life. This is why he is the way he is. And
sure, sure.
Empathize
but
with
the
that
majority
a bit.
Of the movie, though, he's a fucking embarrassment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel wrong. I feel wrong. Yeah, I mean, I'm friends with Marshall.
Like,
yeah,
he's an
almost
embarrassment,
the same.
Too.
So I would give this an 8.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Doggy.
Great movie.
Yeah, I guess we'll just plug and get out. Thank you, Juan, for cleaning up our logo. Much love, brother, and I'm glad that you started listening to the show. Check out our band.
Check out our balls.
Check out our balls.
Yeah, check our balls out.
They're pretty rad.
Email me. I'll send them.
Yeah, dude.
If you can guess who's is, you get free Patreon membership.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Patreon. We got fucking 2 episodes. Did I send you the? Okay.
Yeah, I got
that. Episode 3 is coming up. $1 a month, you get all the shit. You get all the shit forever. A month. But
and dick pics.
We do a movie commentary show called Dr. Evan's Horror Theater. And it's really funny. I mean, like, the last episode that I just sent to Don to edit is really good. I remember...
Yeah. Well, it's like us. It's like literally
us
watch,
unfiltered a little
no,
bit.
No, it's like
because we cut shit out of this.
It's like yeah. you're watching a movie with us.
Yeah,
that's why.
It's like cool. watching Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Exactly.
Yeah. Check out our band, nothingbuthitsbighands.com.
And hey, keep an eye out. I don't know what our Twitch handle will be.
It's gonna be Cinema Pops now.
Maybe.
No,
we'll
it's
see,
gonna be.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, me and Marshall are gonna start twitching
no,
on like Friday
we're,
nights.
We're all well. Scott and
well,
I
we should get together and all do it together too.
We're
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
try
yeah.
to all do it together.
I just bought the new Mario Party.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
We're with buying, an extra controller.
We're buying new video games. We're gonna get Don and Gabe involved.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Sure,
follow me on Instagram at Scott Legit Abrams. Follow Gabe on Instagram at Cheap Guitar Cheap Thrills. Rate, review, subscribe.
Rape.
Rape
review, subscribe.
Rape.
Oh, you can email us at any time at cinemapocalypsenow@gmail.com.
What's the Facebook link where they can send us?
It's Facebook's stupid. It's just fucking email us if you need to talk to us. But Facebook.com/cinemapocalypsenow.
Yes, you can always
it's
message
so
us.
It's all the same. It's all the fucking same, man.
It's not. We'll respond to it because we'll get notifications.
I'll probably
on our
respond
phone.
To the emails first.
Absolutely. We'll always respond to shit.
Yeah,
at least one of us
definitely,
will.
Definitely, dude. You will.
Well, one of us will.
Yeah. Gabe, anything plugs?
such a fucking asshole.
He's in rare form.
He's made this so much harder for me, and he likes to say like, "Oh, we'll get back to you. You're not involved, man. This is the only thing that you
I
contribute."
I got back to the guy that fixed our logo.
First. He did.
Asshole.
So actually, I'm pretty sure you said, "Hey, Scott, someone messaged us."
No, after I responded to him, I was like, "Hey, thank you very much. I'm a polite human being."
The only thing you do is record this episode, and then when we do our fucking Patreon content, and then you drink Scott's beer. That's all the content.
He finished my whiskey the other day.
Oh my God.
Finished my whiskey.
All, I buy my own beer, and half the time I buy the whiskey. Scott is such a
you dude. Literally, when was the last time you bought whiskey? Dude, it's
Scott
been like six
is such
months,
a
Jew.
I bought pizza the last time.
Kill yourself.
Family. That's fucking fat. My
Just
fucking
run.
Hero.
He fucking buys pizza for when we have a guest, and he's like, "I bought that pizza." I'm like,
"Kill yourself, because it's
I
not
go,
worth
I
living anymore." Bye bye.
Behave yourselves and each other. Bye.
You're not finishing a gram thing in a week.
Phillies.
Swisher Sweets.
The Swisher Sweets is a different kind of blunt. Philly.
Just say
Phillies are a type of blunt.
Oh, I wouldn't know that.
Just say Tim Burton bag.
Anyway.
Yeah, we'll just do it at the end then.
Yeah, yeah. Good call.
Dodgers, remember.
So you guys see the fucking...
I'm just trying to tell you how Hollywood works.
So this is about New York.
Let's sell it to Hollywood. It's all the same.
So Jerry,
you don't think they
shut up, Marshall, please. No.
Bad.
Yeah. You need a spray bottle.
It's like Sting.
And he.
It's not at all. She tells him. He tells her that.
It's funny how mad Gabe's getting, by the way.
Yeah, because I can't get through a fucking episode.
All right. Yeah, you said he likes Sting.
How's it like stand?
It's not, but it's fun. Dear Johnny Carson, I keep looking at you.
I guess you're the fact that you have those fucking worry lines on your head kinda adds to the fact that it's like
$10.
I don't have them. I don't have them, even
sorry
if I do
I don't
that.
Have payers, like
stop
you.
Fucking.
Oh my
god,
that was Spencer.
Oh, was it?
So yeah, okay. You have
he really
yeah,
wants
you
that much.
I just don't have the worry line, so I can't do the fucking
Yeah, keeps knocking over me.
You have payers.
You need rice.
Pay us.
Payers.
Here, put that on your mic stand.
Faggot.
No, well, the cat's fine. You're just trying to get there.
I try
the cat.
Stop it! Dude, hang on. Before you... Clean audio, please.
Yeah.
Stop fucking... He's trying to, like, play with his hoodie with the cat. He's making his
making
hoodie strings.
Noise.
You were fucking hitting the...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not hitting this...
We all hurt. We all think so.
Cat's rubbing up on your thing, right?
I thought we said that if we did this when Marshall didn't see the movie, we'd just, like, send him away for the other part of the review.
Whatever.
Should we start doing
it's
that?
Too late.
Marshall,
too late.
Shut the fuck go to bed.
Just go to bed, Marshall.
Yeah. We just give him a pillow and he just falls asleep right there.
You eat cats.
Listen, I'm not even tired, guys.
Yeah,
you put a pillow under his head and he just knocks.
Nods off.
You guys rock bowl cuts. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, we're racist.